What is good, everyone, and welcome back to the Nostalgia for Soldier podcast. My name is Taylor, aka Nostalgia. Welcome back, as told by Zoe. Nice to have you back on the podcast, buddy.
Hello there.
We missed you.
We did.
It's really great today.
It is. Also joining me is K Likes Everything. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm not stressed at all about things that I have to go to later today.
So as you can tell through Zoe's voice, it is an early, not early morning podcast, but it is a morning podcast rendition of the Nostalgia for Soldier podcast. The problem is we're all just a little bit eepy. So
a little eepy.
So we're going to try to keep the energy up as much as possible, but no promises.
We're only human.
I might piss myself off, so.
And that'll wake you up. Nothing hits like Andre's rage. So like a shot of caffeine.
Like a fresh cup of coffee in the morning.
Like a fresh cup of espresso. That's a little cortadito right there. A little colada.
Okay, so Zoe, you opened our meeting together before we started recording saying that you had a rant you need to go on. Does this rant pertain to our topic today, or is it just it like does. A random one-off
joke? No, it does. Okay. It does.
Okay. So if you want to start with that, you very well can.
Sorry.
Let's it's okay, because today we're talking about the best and worst non-canon ships.
Yes.
From shows, I have a few from video games.
Oh.
And I wanna preface this. One of my worst ships, this rant kind of has nothing to do with. This rant has to do with specific fandoms.
Okay.
Ah, you're yelling at fandoms, not specific ships.
Correct. Correct. Okay. Because, should I start it off?
Yeah.
Not well.
Okay, so one of the worst ships I have is Cloud and Aerith from Final Fantasy VII.
Oh. Ooh. I feel like people are not going to agree with you.
And it's a toss-up, right? It's like the whole thing about Final Fantasy VII, like, it's kind of a love triangle, so it's not canon and non-canon.
Mm.
I specifically think that he should be with Tifa, because I could, you know, go on about Aerith and Zack, and Aerith doesn't know that Zack is dead, so she's been waiting for him, especially in the new game when she goes to Zack's parents' house, and she's like, hey, have you heard from your son? Like, she's obsessed with Zack, and the reason why she's even interested in Cloud is because she literally says it. You remind me of Zack. She literally says it. Now, that's not my rant. The rant is the toxicity I see in shipping wars, and this happens in different ones, but specifically Final Fantasy, is so annoying. I show this group Aru's tweets all the time. Aru is really funny. And she's a big fan of Final Fantasy VII, but also
she's the one that does all the Venom tweets, Kayla. Okay,
yes.
But she's also she's also a big shipper of Cloud and Aerith, which is fine. Just because I don't like it doesn't mean I have to fucking. But oh my god, she has gotten into so much stupid bullshit. Her own fault. She'll just say like, oh, Cloud and Aerith are cute together, and everyone's like, you stupid bitch, and it's like, oh my god, there's so much this game, there's so much lore and story that, like, why are you so focused on something that isn't canon? Like, who cares? It's the shit that they call Aru, like, they're like, oh, because you're a dumb pick me whore, and it's like, what the fuck?
Oh my god,
like, over a video game character, bro? What the fuck are we doing?
No, it's that some people are stinky, is what it is. Like, they're stinky and they love to just like be mean on the internet because they don't think that there are consequences to their actions. But like, there's no need to yell that loud about something that is just your opinion. Like, we can go back to the original Naru Sasu like video that we had. Do I think that they're great? Sure. Am I going to die on that hill and like yell at people online? No. For what?
They're just drawings.
They're like, just drawings.
They're polygonal figures. What are we talking about right now?
Yeah. So again, the reason why Cloud and Aerith,
just for Aru, I love her,
is in my worst ships is not because of the ship.
It's the energy.
It's more the energy itself, that surrounds Final Fantasy, not just Cloud and Aerith specifically. And it's sad because I love Final Fantasy.
Right, right.
But like, come on.
Yeah. One day we do have to get you into a Cloud cosplay, though. Get you a big old sword.
Hell yeah.
That'd be fun. That'd
be fire. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a good way to kick it off because like I will say none of my, well, maybe one of my ships has more to do with warships has more to do with a fandom than a than the actual ship itself. I mean, I mean, yeah, like that's kind of really what it boils down to. It's like people are they're non-canon ships, so it's like people, fans of whatever series, are gonna pit two characters that by all accounts don't really have any kind of real meaningful like romantic connections, and try to like, you know, fit a square peg into a round hole, but then get mad when they're told that when the square peg doesn't fit in the round hole. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like it just doesn't work like that. You know what I'm saying? It's mallet. If you're making up a couple in a show, people also have the right to tell you that couple doesn't make sense.
you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Well, within reason, obviously. Like not.
However, you know, through the power of artists online, and when they draw characters together, I'm like, wait, no, maybe I see a little bit when I see this. Like, very small side rant. Like, when I first saw all the Sonic movies, I was like, oh my God. I'm so excited to see Amy and blah, blah, blah. And I've always been an Amy Sonic fan because it makes sense and I want her to get her man. But there's this artist online who's been drawing Amy and Shadow together. And at first I was like, no, they're best friends. They're going to the Serena Carpenter concert. But now I've been seeing more, and they have like, they act out like their little comics. And I'm like, wait, no, wait, they're cute. They're cute together. They're cute together, and it makes sense to me.
DeviantArt and AO3 are a plague. I just put that on record right now.
TikTok. Also, I've seen that artist, and they take liberties with Shadow's.
Which one are you talking about?
With Shadow's personality.
Well, yeah. They take liberties.
Because here's the thing. Shadow, now I'm not going to sit here and be like, Shadow's asexual. Like, who cares? He's a hedgehog. But Shadow doesn't fuck with anyone, like, at all.
Right.
Shadow barely likes his own teammates.
Right. But this is a world where he does.
Exactly.
Because
it's
he's
a
lonely.
Different, again,
you
that's
know?
What I'm saying. It's a different
that's,
world.
And that's where the, you know, your perception shifts and go, well, yeah, if he can live forever, of course, eventually he'd be lonely. And then it'd just be him and a robot. And then the robot dies. And then he never had love. That's not very fair. Anyway, to get back onto topic, that is a non-canonical ship that I do support. But we can get to the real ones. And I think that I started the first episode that we had in February. Taylor started the second one, so Andre starting the third. Is the Aerith and Cloud your first one in your rant?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. So you've gone first. Taylor, you want to go second?
I can go second, and I'll just kind of I'll follow up and say that the fandom of this show is one of the reasons why I think that the ship is not good. I will say it is less toxic than Aerith, Cloud, and Cloud and Tifa. I'll say it's less toxic than that. But it's still an issue. And that is Ichigo and Rukia from Bleach.
Ooh.
Is a bad ship to me.
Oof.
Really?
Because they are homies. They're friends.
Mm-hmm. Like,
through
homies.
And through, they are friends.
I'm going to say, though, to the end of my days, I don't like Ichigo and Orihime.
Here's the problem. Here's why you would think that. Have you read the manga for Bleach?
No.
That's the issue.
I've got you
because,
there.
Because, well, but like, but on the real though, like when you, if you watch Bleach, the uh-huh. anime,
yep.
they make it, they kind of muddy the waters when it comes to Ichigo and Orihime's relationship and Ichigo and Ruki's relationship. They kind of muddy mm-hmm. the waters in a way. Like, yes, you can make the ship early on in the story and you can kind of see like a romantic thing between the two of them. But if you were to like read the story,
mm-hmm.
there's no real, it's mostly a platonic connection between Ichigo and Rukia. Like, yes, mm-hmm. like Rukia means a lot to Ichigo, like means so much the fact that he's willing to go take on the entire Soul Society to save her life.
Right. Right.
But if you are to kind of go through the manga and read it, it's never really in a romantic way. It's more of like my best, one of a close friend, somebody that basically saved my life is about to get killed. And I need to go save them because I'm basically repaying this favor that they should, mm-hmm. that they gave to me, because Ichigo would have died to that hollow in the first opening chapter
right.
had Rukia not stabbed him in the back with that like substitute Soul Reaper sword. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I correct me because it's been a long time since I've watched Bleach. Do Rukia and Renji end up together?
They have a child together, yes.
Mm. Perfect. Then that's all that matters.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I was on that ship from the beginning.
As was I.
I just want my boy to be happy.
As was I. Honestly, okay. after the Ichigo and Renji fight in the manga,
mm-hmm.
like, obviously, Zoe, you've probably seen that meme where it's like, Ichigo, please save my bitch, bro. Like, I hate that meme. I hate that meme.
No.
Because it really, like, I always joke about Renji being like, you know what I'm saying? Like the lower tier of Soul Reapers, but he actually is very strong.
He's very strong.
He's always been matched up against people that are way stronger than him though. And
I
don't know why they use him as the measuring stick for how strong somebody is. But after that fight.
They do
fight,
him so wrong.
They do. After that fight, it makes more sense for like Renji and Rukia to be a couple. Because Renji's like, I feel this deeply romantically about Rukia. But
yeah.
I myself am not strong enough to save her from the perils that she's facing.
Yeah.
I don't have that ability. Ichigo does. I want him to save her on behalf of me. That kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so what I'll also say is this, like the reason why a lot of people that watched the anime would favor more Rukia and Ichigo being together is because they make Orihime way more of a damsel in distress, a ditzy damsel in distress.
Yeah.
In the anime than they do in the manga. Like there's a scene like early in the show where like I think like Orihime bumps into Ichigo walking down the hallway or something like that, and then I forgot Ichigo's other friend's name. That's a girl, I forgot her name. But basically the scene in the manga plays out where like Orihime is like, oh, like they just kind of have like a nice little like conversation back and forth, and just like Ichigo goes about his day. Like he said, he apologizes. But then in the anime, they make Orihime seem that like she's this like weird, klutzy girl that's just like, I'm just the
girl. Bread girl.
Nah, 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 nah. And it doesn't do her any favors mm-hmm. at all. And so, like, yeah. And half of her screen time in the anime is her just yelling Ichigo's name and crying.
Yes.
When it's not really the case in the manga either.
Right.
So it's like,
and you
that's
know what?
The biggest thing.
That's on me for not reading the manga. But in the show, I was like,
And honestly, that's a, like, no, like I would say if people didn't read the manga and only watched the anime, I'm not holding that against anybody because.
Right. You get
that's,
it.
That's, I get it. Right. Like you watch the anime and you read the manga, you're like, Orihime's way better as a character. And I think what happened was they probably saw the writing on the wall when it came to like the fans and were like, as the anime was rolling, they could tell like the fans were a lot more in tune with like Rukia and Ichigo being together. So they kind of just played into that a lot as the show went along.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at with it. But like, yeah, if you have not read it, go read it. And I hope it changes your mind about Ichigo and Rukia.
Mm. Yeah. Love that. Okay. So I'm going to start off with the biggest no in my book that has always made me upset, and I can't believe that people support it. And I get that it's kind of like the vampire theory of, like, if they've lived forever, they just kind of have to, like, wait for their partner to get older. And then from my favorite anime in the whole wide world, Inuyasha, I cannot fathom Sesshomaru and Rin.
Oh, you talked about this.
Sesshomaru being Inuyasha's older brother. And yes. Rin is that little girl who follows him around.
Oh, God.
In the future, they get married and have a kid. But she was, like, 5 years old when he first saved her. And she's always been like, I love Master Sesshomaru and diddly diddly do. And it's just uncomfortable to me to know that he's never paid attention to her. But there are certain episodes where he has to save her. And it's in a very much like, I'm saving you because one day I find use for you, my bride. Oh my God. Like, it gives that vibe. And yeah. I don't like it. You are an old man, demon. Leave these kids alone. You can have any other demon you want. You can have any other fully grown consenting adult. That girl is a child. And I just don't like it.
I feel that.
I feel you, big dog.
That is crazy. Like, for a show that has all these very, I mean, controversial, but
yes,
consenting and very much like ideal,
yes,
couples.
Like, yes,
just to kind of throw that one in there.
Yes,
I mean, I guess like because Sesshomaru is like evil, that you kind of want to make him more evil. I guess
I don't know. The thing is that a lot of people that I know from the Inuyasha fandom or that enjoy the show, I'm very much alone when it comes to like I love Inuyasha. Most of my friends are Sesshomaru stands. And I get it. He has cute makeup and long nails. I get it. He stands on
the mountaintop and aura poses in the outro. But hey, you know, it is what it is.
Right, exactly. And I get it. I get it. He's cool and his voice is cool and he has beautiful long hair. But he's...
That ship isn't played off as to make him more evil, though, is it?
Yeah, the ship is there to be like, he has a human side.
A human side is pedophilia? What are we doing right now?
Correct. That's why I don't support it. Like, I don't understand why it's a plot point. If it was more like fatherly and in the new show they don't end up together and she has her own family and he is like unk or something, then that's fine. But they decided, no, we'll marry them together because that's what the people wanted.
We know Japan has its shit, and this is what, the 90s?
Yeah. Well, the second series, when she actually is older, came out in the 2000s. Came out a few years ago.
Still.
Well, yeah, it came out in like, what, 2022? I think. Maybe earlier than that?
Like, yeah. Listen, man. Yeah, I think it came out like during COVID.
Listen, man. Anime, they got their shit. It's not. No, because it is as bad. as the fucking the dog anime, you know which one I'm talking about, Taylor?
Oh yeah,
he got reincarnated as this girl's dog.
Yeah, it's so.
Oh, I already don't want to hear about that.
In fact,
I'm shutting Pandora's box, and I don't want to hear it.
You don't want to hear the title.
I don't need to look into the other side.
I don't want to hear the title. I opened it and I can't close it. I have lived with that image in my mind for months.
No.
Was it
and
like
then mild? Moving on, and then moving on into the future where we get past this.
All right, we're gonna move past it. I was gonna give you the title, but we're gonna move past it.
Yeah.
Am I still?
You know, if you're listening and you want to know, send a message to Taylor on his Instagram. Me personally, I've already scarred myself enough with certain shows and things that I can't look back on. No more.
Hilarious.
Am I still naming worst?
Yes. Worst. Let's go through the worst ones.
Okay. Worst. You know, okay, yeah. We'll keep on the trend of shit that I don't agree with.
Right.
Persona 5. The protagonist mm-hmm. and Futaba.
Now,
Caleb. Okay.
Yes.
There are a lot of girls in Persona that you can romance. I think any girl that you can speak to, you can romance.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And a lot are problematic. You are 18, but you can romance like your teacher. And it's like, oh, but he's 18. Even though the first level in the game, you're taking down a teacher who like sexually abused kids. Like it's like this whole thing.
Okay.
You could also romance the hot goth doctor. Like,
right.
But the one that pisses me off the most, because so many people like it, is the child, again, same age range, teenager, a little bit younger.
Yeah.
Futaba, yeah. Who was a shut-in, and you get her out of her room and she starts going to school and she kind of clings on to you. But here's the thing. The guy that you live with, he's like your father figure.
Uh-huh.
It's his daughter. So it's like a step family situation. And listen, yeah. You control the buttons you press.
So, it is your journey.
So when I played, I didn't romance her and I kept it pretty fucking friendly. Because they have such a sibling, yeah. They have such a sibling dynamic. She's like a nerdy gamer girl, and every time you hang out with her, because you still need to level up your friendship with her. You gotta
get close.
You gotta level up all the friendship with everyone in your party. It really helps you out. Mm-hmm. And if you just play through it, like I was playing through it the first time, and I'm like, this is what people like. It's so little sister, big brother. And when I say little sister, I mean because she's a shut-in, so she's very socially awkward, so she acts younger than a 16-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Why do we continue to perpetuate that narrative?
It's honestly, I'm playing through it, I was like, this is gross. This is gross.
There are shut-ins that act older.
And this is from like someone who my first playthrough of Persona 5, I romanced like 5 women.
Right.
I was romancing everyone left and right. And Futaba, I was like, you know what? This is gross. I'm not doing this. This is disgusting.
Right.
And it's the step family thing. And the fact that she's younger and she's like, ooh, I need to stay with you. You make me feel so, normal. It's like I hate it. Mm-mm. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it.
No. That's terrible.
And you want me to play that game?
You should. You should. The rest of the game is great.
Romancing anybody. Everybody is a friend.
You are going to see the hot goth doctor and you're gonna be like, oh yeah.
Okay. Well, you've got me there.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
But
am I next? Sorry.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Funny enough, I'm gonna do another Bleach entry with this one.
Boy, do I got something for you, my favorite anime again.
And this time it is Orihime and Ukiura. The dark haired Arrancar.
Friend? No. Who?
The dark hair Arrancar. Ukiura. It's like U-L-Q-U-I.
U-L?
It's like
U-L. U-L.
Yeah, U-L.
What spell his name?
U-L-Q... I don't even know how to accurately spell it. It's stupid. It's like the dumbest name in the world. U-L-Q-U-I-O-R-R-A.
Oh, yes. The sad boy. Yes.
Yes. Ooh. People ship him and Orihime hard.
Interesting. Interesting. Let me look at the fan art together. Let me see if it makes sense.
Do you want to get into that Pandora's box there, buddy?
Oh, Lord.
No, it's very sweet.
Because here's the thing, okay? Like, for those that have not watched Bleach, I'm assuming that Zoe and Kayla aren't super familiar with the story, correct?
No, not enough. It's been too long.
So, basically, Orihime has this very special power that makes her very valuable to the Arrancars and Aizen. So Aizen decides to kidnap Orihime, and Ukiura is in charge of kind of like making sure she doesn't get out of line, right? And Ukiura's biggest thing, and this, again, Kubo is probably one of my favorite like writers of all time, because his whole thing with Ukiura is the concept of a human heart and what it means to have a heart and what it means to have emotions and feelings. And Orihime kind of like helps him to understand that in both their interactions with each other and when Ichigo eventually fights Ukiura to save Orihime. In the fight between Ukiura and Ichigo, Ukiura essentially wins. Like, he kills Ichigo. Orihime's cries out for help for Ichigo to stay alive basically activates Ichigo's hollow powers. Ichigo becomes this like mindless hollow killing machine and ends up killing Ukiura. In that process, Ukiura finally like realizes what it means to have a heart and what it means to like to love, kind of, I think, or to have emotions. And that dynamic is why people ship them together. But I'm also like, he was mean to her and like very threatened to kill her multiple times.
Right.
And now you could say like, oh, well, he just didn't know. He's just like, he doesn't have any emotions and he's just
right. He didn't know better guarded. At the time. Boo-doo-doo. I'm like,
he's threatened to kill not only her, but her man. Because can you remember, before Orihime goes to Hekomundo, which is where all the Arrancars are, she was given the privilege to go say her goodbyes to her family, but she was like, they made her so she was invisible so they couldn't see her. And she literally confessed to loving Ichigo, not even right before she left. So she's already in love with Ichigo. She's already confessed her love for him.
Right. I want to quickly interject that there is a Wattpad comic, great cover, and it says "Fighting Over Me." It's a, you can't say his name, Orihime and Ichigo ship.
Like a love triangle joint?
Yeah.
I have a small theory. It's not like a rant. It's just, I feel like it's a loud percentage of shippers kind of don't get relationships in general. Like, they also kind of don't understand friendships.
So I think a lot of people who ship, right? And typically, like, the most popular ships are queer. Right. I think a lot of the reason why that happens is because there's not a lot of queer representation in media, period. So they read between the lines of like, if you can build a friendship with someone, you can build a relationship. And or if you really, really hate someone, hate and love are two sides of the same coin. Therefore, you're into each other. It's like a hate sex situation.
Yeah, but
I hear you.
It gets into weird territory a lot of the time.
And I agree. I think that a lot of the time there is a little something where it's like, I think this is like a toxic relationship, but some people, you know, they like it messy. But I love a good shipping community. Like, I think it's creative to see what people put together. I don't agree with most of them half the time. You will see here that I have some that I don't agree with. I mean, obviously, I've already said one. But yeah, like, I I don't know. I don't think that it's that they don't understand how relationships work. I think that just some people have different views on relationships, and it's also like it's not affecting them.
It's not
their lives. It's not what they would pick. It's like, true. I want that messy for them, not for me.
But like I said, it's not everybody that ships. It's yeah. just, it's allowed my, look, listen, I don't know if you're going to say it, but I think we all can agree. The people who die on the hill of Bakugo and Deku.
I didn't put them in my list. But yeah.
They got the screws loose for sure.
But hey, they're mostly children who don't understand relationships.
Right. However, I do see it. I see it.
That's so. That's so. Hey, that's I'll say it because you're my friend. That's so stupid.
Yeah. I hate you. Know and that's my.
Well,
Deku
one of them
hate
hates
Bakugo.
Deku yeah. doesn't hate
one
Bakugo.
Of them hates the other.
Bakugo would rather kill himself.
And I think that people, me included, just think that he's using all that hate to
it's misplaced
cover up
feelings.
Love. Exactly. He doesn't know. Because there are moments where he's like, I hated you from the beginning, but he almost remembers it like, I hate you because of how strong you were without having powers. And then you were braver than me, and I am mad at you for that. But it's like almost like admiration that he doesn't know how to fix because he's just an angry person.
Also,
he's not just angry.
Yes. Sorry to cut you off. But like, how about just say, okay, I can see them being really good friends.
I'm okay with that too. That's why I didn't put them in my list.
There's also something that no one thinks about. Maybe the writer just wanted an angry. There's no, he's hiding feelings. Right. No, Bakugo's just angry.
Okay, but now you're getting into like what we don't, shippers don't care
don't
what the writer
give a
has
fuck
to
about
say.
The writer.
Shippers are like, I have something to say to you.
And this is why I can personally never be a shipper.
I'm so
like, this is what the writer, even if it sucks, this is what the writer wants, and this is the story, and this is the lore, and this is what happens.
Yeah, I don't want to change the main story. I just love spin-offs. That's just the glory of
again,
of the internet.
That is the title of this episode. DVR and AO3 are a plague.
No, they are not. They are a wonder and a blessing, because where else am I going to read...
But also,
where am I gonna read Roxy and Chica from Five Nights at Freddy's becoming a couple? Nowhere.
But see,
but I need to know
shit like that. Kayla, you are my friend, so I've seen
I know.
You, oh, I've man. Seen you interact. You are a normal human.
You're right.
There,
thank
I'm,
you.
I'm being so for real. There are a lot of these people who are not.
Okay. And you know what? It's the duality of man that I can be both insane
that's fine.
And very normal and welcomed into society. But that it's just fun. It's just fun to ship people together.
I think when you teeter on the line of like abusive relationships, that's where I kind of that's weird.
We know that toxic old man yaoi is a thing and people live for that. But I've mentioned before, I'm not really into toxic relationships, except probably Bill Cipher and Grandpa.
Ford,
that Grunkle,
Ford,
the Ford.
Stanford Pines.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they're in love. Other than that, I don't really ship toxic relationships. We went off the course so quickly.
We did. So,
no, it's part of it.
Yeah.
Wait. So it's
Taylor,
me. Okay.
You're up, yes.
Okay. This one, I just get annoyed, and I also it's just never gonna happen in my opinion. Nami and Luffy.
Oh, I wrote that on my list too.
See, because Luffy is asexual.
Correct.
Luffy 100%. Is about being king of the pirates and his friends, and he's a happy man. He does not need a romantic relationship. And if he did, it wouldn't be a sexual relationship. It would just be like, you and me are partners for life.
Mm-hmm.
Love you. That's it. And Nami loves money. She loves money, and I see her being one of those ladies who gets any man she wants till the day she dies, and she never settles down because she's like, I'm about the bag. That's it. I just don't see them being a thing.
And this
I
goes
don't
back,
get why people try to put them together.
This goes back to, and like, I need to make this clear. It's not just the people who want homosexual ships. This is a
straight
ship
ones too.
This is honestly the most boy ship, like boy brain. Nami's all like, ooh, sexy money.
Yeah.
You don't understand relationships. You just don't.
I also think that putting them together in a relationship taints how beautiful their friendship is.
Correct.
Yes. Unneeded. Correct. I love that he loves her without any sexual connotation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just, I want to be there for you. I'd kill a fish for you. This is it. I'm so glad we had that all on our list. Because it's correct.
Yeah, because it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Before we get into, I know we have each have like one-ish like bad one left before we move on to the best ones, I think. Correct?
I could move on to best.
I know Zoe doesn't have that many best ones. He has more worst ones.
Yes.
So let me do my last worst one, and then Zoe, you can do your back-to-back bad ones.
Sure.
This one is not necessarily like a major ship. It's just one that I noticed that was bad, and I was not like attacked is a hyperbolic word to use in this, but some people were upset that I mentioned it. Aki and the Angel Devil from Chainsaw Man. Do you remember this though?
Oh.
Aki.
Do you remember this? Yeah.
So
Aki's which one?
The one with the sword and like the
with the little ponytail.
Yeah.
Yes.
Him and
the angel devil.
Who's very they're very androgynous.
Yeah, they're very androgynous coded. Yeah.
Yes.
So here's my thing. While Kayla's looking that up, I'll explain because me and Zoe have talked about this on the podcast before, where I think we were talking about like just people on Twitter in general and how they just get very like riled up over the most non-nuanced things. This one lady made a TikTok about how in one of the episodes, Aki like hands the Angel Devil. No, it was the other way around. Angel hands Aki a handkerchief to like wipe off like the blood because they're in the middle of a fight. And like the Angel Devil like kind of like looks up at Aki, who's just like, oh, thanks, in a very awkward way.
Mm.
And Aki, who is also himself very awkward, is just like, oh, yeah no problem. And just kind of like keeps it pushing. But this one lady on TikTok was like, are y'all seeing this? Like, look at this tension. Look at this romantic energy in the air. Boom, 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 boom. And so, like, I tweeted the video, right? And I was like, are people really shipping these two people together?
Oh,
just,
God,
like,
I remember
a genuine
this
question. And, I got a couple of replies that were like, nah, I didn't really see too many of the ships, whatever. This one girl, Courtney, who I've been following on Twitter for a long time, me and her are mutual, she was like, I was looking for the ship, but it sailed. Like, just funny stuff like that. And then this one lady, random, out of nowhere, don't even know who she is, was like, oh my God, people are championing an older woman with Makima getting with a child like Denji. We're rewarding that kind of behavior. But all of a sudden, Aki and the Angel Devil is where you draw the line. I was like, first off, that's not what I said.
No, at
and
all.
And also, we do not agree.
And correct, not what I implied either. Exactly.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's mostly just because like they don't have, like, as the story of Chainsaw Man goes longer, because like there are going to be more seasons. Obviously, the reason movie's coming out soon.
Yeah.
As the story progresses, Aki and the Angel Devil's relationship is more on the side of like they understand each other, but they don't really like each other. Mm. If that makes sense. Because Aki's like, he's like the manager of all these devils.
Yeah, it's his
that
team.
Help kill other devils. That's his team. And the Angel Devil doesn't really like Aki all that much. it just kind of, and he, and honestly, the angel kind of wants to die. Like, he doesn't want to be alive anymore. Right.
Yeah.
They don't want to be alive. I'm not going to assume their gender because they're very androgynous coded. But yeah, they don't want to be alive and they don't want to be on the planet. So like, there's no real romantic relationship or any kind of feelings involved there.
But I will say, a shipper loves nothing more than a character that wants to die but chooses to stay for another person. Like, that's just like, that true, is very, true. That is very like tortured romance.
Yeah, but
found Aki, love, blah, blah,
Aki
blah.
Already likes someone else. Like, it's this whole.
And I know. And I, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep.
It's like, I agree. I will never, I don't get it. I really don't.
Also, I had one more.
Yeah, go ahead.
But I'll let, okay, do you want to, okay, I'll go and then Andre goes back to back. I don't like when people ship Midoriya and Shoto. Shoto is a baby who is learning to make friends. Mm-hmm. And Midoriya is his first real friend. And I want him to have a healthy, real friend.
Mm-hmm.
Leave them as friends. And you know which one really ruined it for me? There was a TikTok of a girl who is the child of Midoriya and Shoto. She makes a whole backstory lore of how men can get pregnant. And Midoriya is her mom and Shoto's her dad. And she's very coded. And I, after seeing that, I didn't like the ship before. But after seeing that, I was like, the ship actually needs to burn in a fire never be revived. Oh my God. I will have to send it to you guys. It's so bad.
Oh my God.
I can't believe you guys have never seen it.
To go through that length just to justify that ship is crazy.
I hate it so much.
To go through that much length just to justify your insane ship is a level of dedication I don't think I'll ever want to aspire to.
That's listen, nuts. Mpreg is here, there, everywhere, but Mpreg not this.
It's crazy.
Yeah, one of the Five Nights at Freddy's books has Mpreg in it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's actually the first time that I had ever heard. Oops, I hit my mic. That's the first time I'd ever heard about Mpreg when it was in a Five Nights at Freddy's book. And I went,
It is.
Hold your horses.
It is played off in a horrific way in the FNAF book. It's not like a sexy thing.
People make it romantic. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's the spring, the plush trap, whatever bursts out of the guy's stomach.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a
whole growing in him for a few months.
Bloody
mess.
It's insane.
Yeah.
All right, Zoe, what are your back-to-back bad ships?
So I had Luffy and Nami.
Okay.
But I, just to keep on the hater train, I looked up worst anime ships, and I'm on Ranker.
Mm-hmm.
And this one just pissed me off. The two that I'm about to say, this first one pisses me off. The second one doesn't piss me off. But it's this whole whatever. But they both really fall under the umbrella of people don't get relationships. This first one,
mm-hmm.
there's a big problem. Mob and Reagan.
No. Who?
What are we doing?
Who's saying that?
So
who's saying that?
I think it's a small percentage of people.
No.
And they'll probably say like, oh, what if Reagan waits till Mob is older?
No.
Who gives a fuck?
Now
forget that it's a crime. That for a second. They do love each other.
It's a crime.
No, dude, I'm crying.
They do love each other.
Yes.
But it's a different kind of love that these motherfuckers don't understand.
It's more big brother, little brother.
Yes.
Or like mentor and mentee.
Especially after season 3.
It's that wasn't even on my radar because it could never exist.
Correct.
It could never.
Like I said, Kayla, you're a normal human. You're a normal human being. I don't have to explain why that's bad anymore.
No.
My last one. This one I'm gonna have to explain, and I have to preface. The Yakuza community is honestly one of the most non-toxic, one of the most creative and most fun communities that I've ever, like, I don't really participate in fandoms. I'm more of a lurker.
I watch.
I do. I'll see the tweets and I'll like them and I'll stay up to date. And the Yakuza community genuinely is so funny. I don't know how this happened, but Yakuza really hits with the LGBT, which is
love that,
which is awesome. Like, but because they hit with the LGBT, they're gonna try, because Yakuza is so, the people who make it are so testosterone and over the top manliness that, like, it's canon. Kiryu, his whole thing in the first game is he's trying to find the love of his life, Yumi. And then in, like, Yakuza 4, I forget which one, he thinks he's gonna die, so he spends the night having sex with the girl detective. He's very much a straight man. Majima, I can see how some people would want him to be, like, bisexual or pansexual. He's very out there. He dresses in drag sometimes.
He gives me Pedro Pascal vibes.
I genuinely can see that. Canonically, the only love interest he has ever had is Makoto from Yakuza Zero.
From Yakuza Zero, yeah.
Now, in the first game, Kiryu gets out of jail, and Majima's whole thing is like, I need to make sure you still got it. So he hides around town and fights you. And some people are like, oh, he's following you because he loves you. And I'm like, I don't think, because especially after Yakuza, the first one, there's such a, it's so in your face that, like, Kiryu's like, I respect Majima. Majima respects me. And yeah, we got each other's back. Like, it's such, like, a manly thing. Like, I don't even see how people could be like, these two men who have only liked women in my game like each other. And again, that
it's fun.
This one specifically doesn't piss me off. It's just one that I was like, I don't see it.
That one is just fun to me. Like, I know it's like a not good ship, but that one just is funny to me.
Yeah,
honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. Love that. Now we're getting to my favorite. We're getting to the ones that we love.
Do you want to start, Kayla?
Sure.
Okay.
I know people are going to have their opinions, but this fandom is large and a lot of people are on my side. I want to preface by saying, I think that Zoro and Sanji make a good couple, and there's reasons. And I know it's also like the I hate you so much doodly doo, but there's something there. Something strong lurking in the water.
Here's my only reason why I would, like, mildly push back, because honestly, of all of the male non-canon ships you've given me, this one's the one that makes the most sense. However, Sanji is so I love women coded that I just don't think it would work.
And let me tell you something.
Sanji's your problem? Zoro's my problem. Sanji has shown some signs. I'll agree with Sanji. Not that he likes Zoro. That he's a little LGBT.
I think he's pan. I think he doesn't realize it yet. He's not there.
He's never explored that.
Yeah. And then one night on the boat.
The wokes are getting into my anime. I don't see it at all from Zoro. Like, at all.
Yeah.
Also, even if they were gay, I don't think it's a healthy relationship. I like don't see it at all.
I have to find the comic that I read specifically, because I always ship them because I was like, it'd be funny. And then there was one comic that someone drew of like them older, you know, still going on adventures or whatever, and they're retelling a time where they like got into like a fight, and they were like, oh, do you remember how much we used to fight back then? I know, it was so silly. We just, you know, it's very much like if I like you, I'm gonna pull your hair type beat. But it was so cute, and Zoro's the chill one, and obviously Sanji is very much, you know what it is? It gives me, oh my god, Modern Family.
Mm-hmm.
It gives me the Cam and brother. Yes.
And I forgot his
What's
name.
The other? I forgot the other
but
one's
the
name.
But the gay couple.
The gay couple. The one that's the clown is Sanji. And the one that's the Cam. Lawyer is Zoro. And it's very much like, I don't know. It just works for me for some reason. Like, yes, they fight all the time. And so does the couple in Modern Family. They fight all the time. But it works. And it makes sense. And it's like very funny, silly, goofy.
It's very interesting to see your take on things, because you're like, oh, I found this one comic. A comic will never ever get me. I'll be like, Oda didn't write this. So you're wrong.
But you see shipping differently than I do.
Exactly.
I
yes,
believe in the
correct.
What ifs. And you believe in the it is.
Yeah, because there's a Bible. And the Bible's called the One Piece manga.
Actually, very quick side. No, yesterday Sam and I were driving to go eat dinner with my parents, and we ended up trying to go to this place. It was closed. We went to another location. It was closed. And then he goes, okay, just put on the GPS. And I was like, why? You know how to get there. And he goes, just so we can make it there in one. And then we both went like this and looked at each other. We were like, one piece. And we were dying in the car for at least 5 minutes. And we just kept making jokes off of that. And
oh, boy.
Man, I love that anime so much. And just the whole, the whole thing just really brings me joy. But yeah, I believe in the what ifs of any ship, and that's that, and that's why Zoro and Sanji work.
I also my whole thing for the Sanji being Pan instead of Zoro or whatever is he has his moment on I forgot the island he got sent to, but the island with all the trans women,
yeah. Never call me Dookie.
But also, you know, it's very typical, like, the stereotype of a closeted gay man being like, I don't like boys. I like women.
Right. Right.
But
right.
Zoro.
I'm all about women. Yeah.
But Zoro's the one that I just can't see it.
I think Zoro, from what I would infer about his character, is that he actually, I feel like,
I think he likes Tashiki. Zoro,
I also would agree, but if she doesn't end up with Smoker, I'll be sad.
Because with her, he's very like, I'm going to pull your hair because I like you. Like, I see it that way.
Yeah.
Because he's never mad at her, but he wants to fight her.
Yeah. I think that Zoro's already had the big love of his life.
Also that.
When he was, you know, and he's just chilling. And then he's like,
but Tashiki looks like her. Tashiki, that's like a big thing.
And you know the problem I have with those types of ships. It's very much like, okay, if you look like her, are you just pushing your feelings onto a person that happens to look like your previous love?
But again, also,
I found out recently that a child falling down the stairs is a term, it's a term that people in Japan use for when apparently a child commits suicide.
Oh my god.
I found that out recently. So they use that for Zoro's, you know, childhood friend. And so now people are like, it's because she knew that she couldn't be the strongest, she committed suicide.
Oh my god.
Layers.
Oda's a fucking goat, man. I don't have to tell you, Oda's a fucking goat.
Isn't that crazy?
I That's all that tells me. Odo's the fucking goat.
He is. No, forever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
Okay. I have a pretty funny ship that's positive, and it is Gojo and Utahime from JJK.
Oh, that's cute.
Utahime, is that the one
with the scar across
the scar? That is cute. That is cute, and I do vibe with that. That is cute.
Because like she,
you know, his boyfriend is dead. So
yeah, fair. Yeah.
But, so I allow. His canonical boyfriend.
Yeah,
but like even in manga and in I was gonna say Shoko too, the doctor, but I just didn't feel like that worked. I love that
her.
Well,
she's a lesbian.
Yes.
Yeah.
She is a lesbian, and no one will ever take me off that. Yeah.
I agree.
Utahime and Gojo is like their relationship is very playful, and very joking, and like even in like the anime prequel episodes where we talk about like Gojo and Suguru as young teenagers, like him joking with her is like during like a mission is like you can kind of see how that's I don't know how you say it. like a relationship that's like sprouting, I guess. So yeah, that was one of them that I thought was a good non-canon ship.
That's cute.
Yeah, I do like that one. Also, very quickly, I didn't mention it, but the white-haired crow sister and her little brother, people need to stop shipping them.
Get out of
my way.
My.
Get it out.
My and wee-wee.
Wee-wee.
People got to stop shipping them. Hey.
People have... Because they're
the writer needs to stop.
The writer needs to stop. The writer needs to stop because what, like, it's not even just like horrible because they're related, even worse with the age difference.
Also, his name is Wee Wee.
I think it's Wee Wee, but you know.
Yeah. Ooey, so ooey, like French Wee Wee.
Yeah.
So what is your, you have a good ship.
My first one is super basic, but it hits close to home now. Frankie and Robin.
Yes! Yes!
That one is so, like...
Perfect in every way.
But, like, like I said, I'll never... If it's not in the show, like, I don't believe it. This one is so ingrained in the show...
Yeah,
but it's never explicitly said like, oh, they're dating. But like,
Oda's gonna get there.
I'm in Punk Hazard, and
bleh. Sorry,
everyone
hate that arc
when everyone swaps bodies.
Yeah,
like the only one that Robin has a problem with is Frankie, and she's like, I hate hearing your voice come out of Chopper's body.
Yes,
stop
it's
talking.
So funny.
And I've seen the clip of him as a motorcycle, and he's like, "Hop on, mama."
Yeah.
And then Brooke gets on, and he's like, "Huh?" He's like, "I'm gonna take a ride." Woohoo!
Yeah,
And they're both the oldest ones.
Yes, they make sense. They are aunt and uncle of the family. Like they're taking care of all their kids.
Every time she has like a worry or a comment, it's always to Frankie.
Yes.
Yeah.
She trusts him. And Oda draws them a lot. Like when he does like the full page panels, he's always carrying her or holding her. They're near each other. There's a thing happening on that ship. You can hear the gears are grinding loud into the hours. And I beg Oda him to make it real at the end. Please, please. And if you don't, I'm just going to believe that you believed that people weren't ready for it, but I am.
It's because also they're the smartest. They're both the smartest ones.
Genius. Yes.
Where she's like this historian and she like reads, and he's a loud but genius builder, like inventor.
Yes. And I love that she has really dark humor and that he's a crybaby. Mm. It's very much like, why would you say that? Oh, and she's like, that's funny to me.
Also in Punk Hazard, when they get captured, it's Luffy, Robin, Frankie, Law, Smoker, Tashigi. They're all in the cage. Everyone wakes up except for Frankie, because he's a deeper sleeper. And she sits there with his head on her lap. As they're explaining this whole plan, she's just there with, and he's sleeping on her lap. Yep. I was like, okay, yep. I get it. Yeah,
no. Yeah. There's no way that it's not really, there's no way. The one piece is their love. I'd be happy with that. In fact, I'd be fine with it.
Maybe the one piece was the friend we made along the way. Hit it, Imagine Dragons.
No, they already seeped into my arcane.
Was my Heimerdinger. Have you heard that? The fucking
maybe the no, arcane was the friends we made along the way. Hit it, Imagine Dragons.
That's crazy.
Oh my god.
Why'd they give him a banjo scene? I'll never know. Hey, but I love that.
His song is awesome.
His song is very cute.
I love it.
But why? Is it okay, Taylor? It's your turn.
It's me. Yeah. Okay.
And we gotta wrap up.
I know. We'll just give one more and then we'll call it a day.
Yeah.
Okay. So with that being said, I will say Himmel and Frieren from
yes.
Frieren.
Yes.
Oh, I never seen that show, but so I trust your judgments.
Yeah. I'll just real quick. I'll explain it. Basically, obviously, what I love about Frieren the show is it takes the concept of the hero's journey in fantasy with to take down the Demon King, and basically goes, okay, what happens after they get done with their mission? What do you do now? Right. And since Frieren is an elf and she lives for thousands and thousands of years, obviously the humans that she was with in her companion group are going to die before her. It's just kind of like a natural fact of life. Yeah. But and she's known all the people in her hero's party for 10 years before they end up passing on, right? And Himmel and Frieren have this dynamic where it's obvious that Himmel is deeply in love with Frieren, mm-hmm. but is also very much aware of his own mortality. Mm-hmm. And so he truly and genuinely cares for her. He's very compassionate with her. He like gives her these like this jewelry, and he's just very, very, very like,
I love it.
In love with her. And when he ends up dying, like at the beginning of the show, mm-hmm. Frieren takes it really hard because she doesn't really have a concept of love per se, but mm-hmm. just has this and the whole journey is her trying to understand human connection essentially, or like,
yeah.
Basically, it's kind of like a big underlying theme.
Yeah.
And she like cries for Himmel because she's like, 10 years is not enough time for me to get to know somebody.
Aww. And so that's beautiful.
Yeah. And so it's not literally a ship of like what could have been. It's more of like what we didn't get, what we lost. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
I love that. I love her.
That show is
I'm
great.
Gonna have to watch that. It's on my list. Actually, they just put it on to Netflix recently. I saw
they just put it on Netflix, yeah.
So I was like, okay, they're sharing it with the world. Okay, cool. Me. Don't yell at me.
Okay.
Specifically Andre.
it's another gay ship.
Yeah. This is probably one of my favorite ships. It's Rengoku and Uzui from Demon Slayer.
You know what?
And it works because Uzui is a freak. And I'm not telling him to give up his other wives. I'm saying he's getting another wife.
Add Rengoku to the...
He's adding Rengoku to the mix. And Uzui loved Rengoku so much. Besides him being the shiniest boy, everyone sees Rengoku as the sun.
Yeah.
I just think he saw it a little bit more. And they're in love and they've kissed. And they've done many, many more things.
Honestly, I'm not mad at this one.
Thank you.
I'm not mad at this one.
So much, because I think it makes so much sense.
I don't think it makes any sense.
There he goes.
At all. We saw Rengoku for a total of one hour. Like, I don't know how you could. And it's not even the gay thing. It's not. It's the fact. It's the fact that we saw Rengoku for 60 minutes.
Yeah, but I read with him longer, I feel. And there's also a little extra books. I think it works.
I haven't seen them interact, and at this point I'm never gonna see them interact. So I just don't get it.
But shouldn't the prettiest boys be together?
No.
I would say if you're gonna ship any of the Hashiras together, any of the male Hashiras together.
I'll say
Uzui and anybody male wouldn't necessarily be that hung up about, because of the fact that he is very flamboyant. He just kind of gives that energy that he just likes to try shit. You know?
Correct.
I agree. Correct. I agree.
So correct. Yeah, that's why I said I wasn't mad at it. Zo's point about not knowing Rengoku that long.
It's less Tengen, it's more Rengoku, because Rengoku didn't show any romantic, like, he's just this big yes guy.
Yeah, and I feel that's how they'd be on a mission together, and then he'd be like, "You want to try something?" And he'd be like, "Yes."
No, you see, I feel like Tengen would be like, hey, brother, you're trying to get into some shit. And Rengoku would be like, I have to patrol the city. Like, that's what Rengoku gives me.
Yeah, and that's fine. But again, I'm swayed by the comics. I'm swayed by people's art and storytelling, and I just think that it's something that
Rengoku really gives me All Might. Like, he's very All Might.
He does give that. He does give that. But All Might should be with Midoriya's mom.
Hush. Yeah, but again, All Might's never shown. And All Might actually has shown it more than Rengoku, because we saw Rengoku for so little. But it's just Rengoku's so one note. Solely because he was only allowed to be one note.
There's little comics that the artist leaves behind, like little like extras. And I think I'm inferring feelings about him and what he's like through those. And I'll have to find him and pull him up for research purposes. And I get it's far-fetched. I just think they're both so shiny and beautiful together. Yeah, I do have one that I think you guys will agree with from Demon Slayer, if I can just say.
Yeah.
Gyu and Shinobu, little sad water boy and butterfly girl.
Isn't that kind of
implied?
Like, yeah.
Not implied, but.
It is implied, but they never get together.
Okay.
There's other couples that are implied, and they do get together.
Honestly, I don't want Gyu to get with anyone. Fuck that fucking guy. Fuck him. What? Fuck him.
He's never liked Gyu.
Wait, I didn't know that.
We're the Hashiras, and we gotta figure something out. And he goes, I don't want to. And he leaves. Fuck him.
He's sad.
Yeah, fuck him.
Oh my god. you just don't like sad characters.
We can come back. We can have a Demon Slayer retrospective episode and I think come back to that. We can table that one.
Well, we can definitely have conversations when the movies come out, because the last three things are gonna be movies. I'm so excited. Yeah,
we can circle back to that. We can put a pin in that argument. Could we be here another like 30 minutes?
Yeah.
We would.
So Kayla has to go. So we're gonna wrap this thing up. Any parting words from any of you about today's episode?
Wait, my last ship, just real quick.
Yeah.
Vector and Vanilla the Rabbit, Cream's mom.
Oh fuck.
Hell yeah. Why not?
Because he does have a crush on her.
I love that. Is she older than him?
She's Cream's mother.
I know, but how old is Vector?
Like 20 at most.
Okay. Period.
And she's a quote unquote MILF in Sonic terms.
Jesus Christ.
I love that. Today was very fun. And what a nice like little bow to finish this wrapping on the month of love.
Yes, absolutely, you know? Absolutely.
Kayla failed my challenge, by the way.
How?
What?
A ship that she liked that wasn't gay.
I did. I said a ship that I like that isn't gay is Giyu and Shinobu.
Oh. Was that on your list?
Sit on it and rotate. Yes, it was on my list. I wrote it down.
All right, gotcha. Sit on it, rotate. That's
gotcha. Okay. I'll eat it.
And Kagome and Koga that I didn't mention, but yes, there are more gay than not gay. Like Himiko and Ochako, little lesbians. I agree with President Mike and Aizawa. Yeah, really loud, really tired. It just works. But today was very fun, and I did beat the challenge.
Okay. Well, only thing I'll say is the only one I didn't mention. I mentioned the for my best ones: Mustang and Hawkeye from Fullmetal Alchemist, because they're not really confirmed to be a couple. And
yes,
Himeno and Aki from Chainsaw Man, because they're not really confirmed to be a couple. But Himeno was really into Aki; she was a little
yeah.
And she ended up getting poofed out the air.
It was very sad.
Yes, so that has been everything from us. I've been Taylor, aka Nostalgia, as told by Zoe. Kalex, everything. We'll see you guys next time. Peace.